سفر الرؤيا الأصحاح الخامس.
Book of Revelation chapter 5.
نقرأ من عدد واحد لنهاية عدد عشرة.
From verse 1 to 10. Revelation 5:1-10. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written with it, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders says unto me, Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
سفر الرؤيا.
The book of Revelation
ينقسم إلى ثلاث أقسام غير متساوية.
It was divided to three sections, and these sections are unequal in size.
القسم الأول one chapter.
The first section is only one chapter.
القسم الثاني two chapters.
And the second section is two chapters.
القسم الثالث 19 chapters.
And the third one is 19 chapters.
القسم الأول يتكلم عن الماضي.
The first section talking about the past.
القسم الثاني يتكلم عن الحاضر.
The second section talking about the present.
القسم الأخير يتكلم عن المستقبل.
And the third last one talking about the future.
موضوع القسم الأول.
The subject of the first section.
وهو الإصحاح الأول.
Which is the first chapter.
منظر الرب يسوع المسيح القضائي.
The appearance of the Lord Jesus as a judge.
الماشي في وسط السبع المناير الذهبية.
Walking among in the midst of these seven candlesticks.
القسم الثاني أصحاح 2 و3.
The second section which comprised of chapter 2 and 3.
يكلمنا عن رحلة الكنيسة على الأرض.
Is talking about our present, which is the journey of the church.
ممثلة في سبع أدوار.
Represented in these seven churches.
Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos.
Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos.
Thyatira, Sardis.
Thyatira, Sardis.
Philadelphia, Laodicea.
And Philadelphia and Laodicea.
القسم الثالث يبدأ من أصحاح 4.
And the third section starts from chapter 4.
إلى نهاية السفر.
Until the end of the.
يتكلم عن المستقبل.
It's talking about the future to happen.
أي أن الجزء الأكبر يكلمنا عن المستقبل.
So the largest section talking about the future.
أصحاح 4 وأصحاح 5.
Chapter 4 and 5.
مقدمة للجزء المستقبل.
It's introduction to this future.
والقسم النبوي يبدأ من أصحاح 6.
But the prophetic portion starts from chapter 6.
إلى نهاية السفر.
Until the end of the book.
أصحاح 4 المؤمنين جالسين على العروش.
Chapter 4, all the believers sat on their thrones around the Lord.
أصحاح 5 نقرأ عن سؤال وجواب.
In chapter 5, we read about question and answer.
هذا الإصحاح قرأ علينا في الاجتماع.
That chapter was already read by one of our beloved brother.
والرب وضعه أمامي للتأمل.
And I found the Lord putting that reading in front of me so we can meditate in it.
هناك سؤال.
There is a question.
رأيت ملاكا قويا.
I saw a strong angel.
ينادي بصوت عظيم.
Proclaiming with a loud voice.
قائلا من هو مستحق أن يفتح السفر.
And here is the question, who is worthy to open the book?
لاحظوا كلمة مستحق.
Let's pay attention to this word, worthy.
وليس من يقدر.
It didn't say who is able, but say who is worthy.
الكلمتين مختلفتين.
It's two different words.
أكرر.
Let's be careful about.
السؤال من هو مستحق وليس من يقدر.
The question is not who is able, but the question is who is worthy.
لماذا؟
Why?
الملائكة تقدر.
Angels have ability. The
able. لكنها لا تستحق.
And these strong angels able but not worthy.
في مزمور 103.
In Psalm 103.
باركوا الرب يا ملائكته.
Bless the Lord, all ye angels.
المقتدرين قوة.
Who are almighty and able.
فالملائكة تقدر.
They have ability. They are able.
لكنها لا تستحق.
But they are not worthy.
ولهذا السبب كان الجواب.
And that's why the answer was in such a way.
أن يوحنا لم يرى أحد مستحق لا في السماء ولا على الأرض ولا تحت الأرض.
John saw no one is worthy in heaven or earth or under earth. No one.
أن يفتح السفر ويفك ختومه.
No one worthy to open the book and lose the seals.
لو كانت الملائكة تستحق.
If angels worthy.
لفتحوا السفر.
They would have opened the book.
لكنها لا تستحق.
They are not worthy.
من هنا كان يوحنا يبكي.
And that's what made John weep.
لأنه لم يجد إجابة على السؤال.
He didn't find an answer to his question.
الذي أجابه واحد من الشيوخ.
But the one who answered him was one of the elders.
وليس واحد من الملائكة.
Angel did not answer him.
فالملائكة لا تعرف ما نتكلم فيه الآن.
Angels, beloved, don't understand what we're talking about now.
وفي رسالة أفسس.
In Book of Ephesians.
نقرأ عن أمور تطلع الملائكة أن تشتهي الملائكة أن تطلع عليها.
We read that angels have a desire to take a note and consider what we are enjoying.
فما نعرفه نحن الآن.
What we know now.
لا تعرفه الملائكة.
Angels does not appreciate it as much.
مركزنا الآن في المسيح.
Our position in Christ now.
أعلى من مركز الملائكة.
Way higher.
الملائكة بالنسبة لنا تخدمنا.
Angels for us are a servant.
في رسالة العبرانيين أصح 2.
In the book of Hebrews in chapter 2.
أليس جميعهم أي الملائكة.
Are not they all of them
talking about the angels? أرواحا خادمة.
Are serving spirits
مرسلة للخدمة
sent to serve
لأجل العتدين أن يرثوا خلاص
to those will inherit the salvation.
نرجع إلى سؤال.
Let's go back to the question.
ما المقصود بهذا السفر؟
What is meant here by the book?
السفر المختوم.
That sealed book. What meant by sealed book?
صق ملكية المسيح للأرض.
It is the title of his ownership of earth.
من هو المالك الحقيقي للأرض؟
Who is the true owner for this earth?
الذي خلقها.
Who created it?
هو الرب يسوع.
None but the Lord Jesus.
لكن الشيطان سرقها اغتصبها.
Satan stole this title.
بعد سقوط آدم.
After man fell in Adam.
سقطت الخليقة معه.
The whole mankind fell after him.
وأصبح العالم الآن رئيس الشيطان.
And the world now, the world. Boss and prince is Satan.
الشيطان هو رئيس هذا العالم.
He is the prince of this world.
وهو إله هذا الدهر.
And he is God of that age.
وهو الروح الذي يعمل الآن في أبناء المعصية.
He is the spirit that work now in the children of disobedience.
كان يجب أن يسترد المسيح الأرض التي اغتصبها الشيطان.
So Christ has to restore that ownership, the title that Satan has stolen.
ولكي يسترد الأرض التي اغتصبها الشيطان
and to restore that stolen earth from Satan
كان يجب أن يكون هناك 7 سنين ضيق.
The earth has to go through the 7 years of tribulation.
فالسبع سنين ضيقة هي لكي يسترد المسيح الأرض مرة ثانية.
So the 7 years of tribulation so Christ restore the stolen earth.
ليس باعتباره الخالق فقط.
Not just as a creator
باعتبار الفادي أيضا
but also as a redeemer.
فعندما اشترى المسيح عندما اشترى
when Christ bought purchased
لم يشتري الكنز فقط الذي في الحقل.
He did not only buy this treasure in the field.
لكنه اشترى الحقل كله.
But he actually purchased the entire field.
أي أن العالم كله ملك للمسيح.
Now the entire world
belongs to him.
And Christ to restore this earth, it has to go through this 7 years. This is the topic of that book, Revelation. Sealed with 7 seals.
الختم الأول والثاني إلى السابع أحداث متتالية.
We can see these seals are like consecutive and like one after another event.
فتح الختم السابع.
And the seventh seal, the last one.
يقودنا إلى المجموعة الثانية من الضربات.
It lead you to another second group of strikes.
الأبواق السبعة.
The seven trumps.
فتح ضرب البوق السابع.
And the last trump, the seventh one.
يقودنا إلى المجموعة الأخيرة من الضربات.
It lead us to the last seven groups of vials.
سبع جماد.
Which is the vials.
سبع ختوم, سبع أبواق, سبع جماد.
Seals, trumps, and vials.
21 ضربة.
21 strikes.
سوف تأتي على هذا العالم.
Will come upon this earth.
لماذا؟
Why?
لكي يسترد المسيح الأرض.
So Christ restore his.
فنرجع إلى السؤال.
So let's go back to the same question.
من هو مستحق أن يفتح السفن؟
Who is worthy to open the book?
ويفك ختوم السبعة.
And lose its seven seals.
الجواب.
The answer.
هو ذا.
Behold.
وهذه لغة يوحنا.
Behold, this is a language of John. You can read.
سجل أقوال يوحنا المعمدان عندما قال هو ذا حمل الله.
Remember what he said about John the Baptist when he recorded his words, Behold the Lamb of God.
في إنجيل يوحنا هو ذا حمل الله.
In the book of John, you could read this word, Behold the Lamb of God.
جاء لكي يخلص.
Came to save.
في سفر الرؤيا هو ذا قد غلب.
But here in book of Revelation, Behold, he is conquered, victorious.
سيأتي لكي يدين.
But there is another Behold. Behold, he is coming for judge.
كان الجواب.
The answer.
هو ذا.
Behold.
قد غلب الأسد. الأسد الذي من سبط يهوذا.
The lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered.
في إنجيل يوحنا.
In the book of John.
نراه كالحمل.
We see him as a lamb.
في سفر الرؤيا نراه كالأسد.
In a book of Revelation we see him as a lion.
لأن سفر الرؤيا هو سفر الدينونة والقضاء على العالم.
Book of Revelation is a book of judgment on earth.
الذي من سبط يهوذا.
Who is the tribe of Judah?
ماذا يعني بهذا الكلام؟
What meant here when he mentioned tribe of Judah?
سبط يهوذا والسبط الملكي.
Tribe of Judah here talking about his royalship. He's
a king. المسيح هو الملك.
He is the king.
وهذا ما نقرأه في إنجيل متى أصح واحد عدد واحد.
And that what we read in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1.
كتاب ميلاد يسوع المسيح ابن داود.
The book of Jesus Christ, the son of David.
لماذا يقول ابن داود؟
Why he's starting with David?
لأن داود هو أول ملك بحسب مشيئة الله.
Because David is the first king according the will of God.
وقد جاء من السبط الملكي.
So the Lord Jesus came from that royal tribe.
والسبط الملكي هو سبط يهوذا.
Which is Judah.
فهنا الكلام يمشي في خط مستقيم.
So it is a straight line.
هو ذا قد غلب الأسد الذي من سبط يهوذا.
The lion of Judah tribe, he is conquered.
لكن هذا الغالب هو ابن الله.
But the same one who's conquered is the son of God.
لذلك يقول أصل داود.
So that's why he doesn't say only the tribe of Judah, but he say here also the root of David.
لذلك يختم سفر الرؤيا بهذا الكلام.
That's why the book of Revelation concluded with these words.
أنا أصل وذرية داود.
He is the seed, but he also the root and seed of David.
أصل داود باعتباره ابن الله.
The root of David, because he is the son of God, he's God.
ذرية داود باعتباره ابن الإنسان.
Seed of David in respect to his humanity.
He هذا was born. الشخص الذي يستحق.
He is the only one that is worthy.
أن يفتح السفر.
That is worthy to open the book.
ويفك ختومه السبعة.
And lose the seven seals thereof.
بعد كده نقرأ من عدد ستة.
After that we read in verse 6.
مركز المسيح في السماء.
What is the position of Christ in heaven?
إنه في الوسط.
He is in the midst.
في وسط العرش.
In the midst of the throne.
والحيوانات الأربعة.
The four beasts.
وفي وسط الشيوخ.
And in the midst of the elders.
خروف قائم كأنه مذبوح.
A lamb as it had been slain.
لماذا يقول خروف؟
Why here it says lamb?
لكي نتذكر إلى أبد الأبدين.
So we remember forever and ever.
منظر التضحية والفداء.
That appearance of his sacrificing love.
منظر الصليب.
The picture of the cross.
خروف قائم.
A lamb standing.
وليس جالس.
Not sitting.
هل المسيح قائم أم جالس؟
Is that lamb, the Lord Jesus, is standing or sitting?
في الوقت الحاضر هو جالس.
Currently, we read many times he's sitting.
بعد ما صنع بنفسه تطهيرا لخطايانا جالس.
After he purified our sins, he sat down.
لكنه سيقوم.
But he will stand.
لكي يدين المسكون بالعدل.
He will stand because now it's a time of judgment.
لماذا يقول كأنه مذبوح؟
And why it says like had been slain?
كأنه وليس مذبوح.
It doesn't say like slain. It had been slain.
لأن عملية الذبح تاريخيا تمت في الصليب.
The exact slaughter happened in the cross.
لأن فصحنا أيضا المسيح قد ذبح لأجلنا.
Because our Passover has been slain.
وهذا العمل لن يتكرر مرة أخرى.
Is not gonna be repeated. It's over. It's historical.
لذلك يقول في السماء كأنه مذبوح.
Doesn't say slain, but had been slain.
ثم بعد ذلك يقول.
And after that he says.
له سبعة قرون.
Having seven horns.
كمالات القوة.
Full of power.
سبع أعين.
Seven eyes.
كمالات الفحص.
Perfect discernment.
سبعة أرواح الله.
Seven spirits of God.
كمال عمل الروح القدس.
Perfect work of the Holy Spirit.
فأتى وأخذ السفر من يمين الجالس على العرش.
So he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
وبدأ من على الثمانية نرى منظر السجود.
And here we see in verse 8 the picture of worship.
سجلت الأربعة الحيوانات.
The four beasts worship.
والأربعة والعشرون شيخا.
And the 24 elders also fell down.
ولهم كل واحد قيصارات وبامات من ذهب.
Every one of them have harps and golden vials.
مملوءة بخورا هي صلوات القديسين.
Full of frankincense, odors.
صلوات القديسين لما كانوا هنا على الأرض.
Which are the prayers of the saints which were here on earth.
ثم من هم الأربعة وعشرين شيخ؟
So who are these 24 elders?
كل المؤمنين.
All the believers.
من العهد القديم والجديد.
From the Old Testament and New Testament.
رقم 24 رقم سياسي.
24 is a government or a political number.
12 و12.
12 and 12.
فمؤمني العهد القديم ممثلين في 12 سبط.
The Old Testament believer represented in these 12 tribes.
مؤمني العهد الجديد ممثلين في 12 تلميذ.
And these believers in the New Testament represented in these 12 disciples.
وهكذا كل المؤمنين من العهدين القديم والجديد.
And hence all the believers from old and new.
ممثلين في 24 شيخ.
Represented in these 24 elders.
وهم يترنمون ترنيمة جديدة.
And they sang a new song.
ونحن سوف نشارك في هذه الترنيمة الجديدة.
Beloved, we will share in that song.
لكن ما المقصود بالترنيمة الجديدة؟
What meant here a new song?
ليست نغمة جديدة.
It's not a new tune of
وليس
song.
وليس كلمات جديدة.
It's not like a new words, a new vocabulary.
فالترنيمة الجديدة بسبب موضوع الترنيمة.
The new song is because it is the topic is new.
هناك ترنيمة قديمة وهناك ترنيمة جديدة.
So there is an old song and there is a new song.
أقدم ترنيمة في الكتاب المقدس.
What is the oldest song in
Exodus 15?
Actually, it's not what you think. It's not the Exodus 15.
أقدم ترنيمة هي المذكورة في أيوب 38.
The first song chronologically came in Job 38.
وهذه تسبق ترنيمة الشعب في خروج 15.
It's actually before Exodus 15, before the people sang after they crossed the Red Sea.
فهنا المقارنة بين ترنيمة الملائكة في أيوب 38.
The song of angels when he created in Job 38.
وترنيمة المفتين في السماء.
and the song of the redeemed one in heaven. Let me explain some. In Job chapter 38, who was singing there? Angels.
من الذي سيرنم الترنيمة الجديدة في رؤية 5؟
Who will sing in Revelation 5?
القديسين المفديين.
The redeemed saints, not the angels.
هذا السبب الأول.
This is the first reason.
السبب الثاني.
The second one.
ما هو موضوع الترنيمة القديمة؟
What is the theme of the old song in Job 38?
الخليقة.
The creation.
ما هو موضوع الترنيمة الجديدة؟
What is the topic and theme of the new song?
الخروف المذبوح.
The slain lamb.
أيهما أعظم؟
Which is bigger?
إن كانت السماوات تحدث بمجد الله.
If heaven and earth proclaiming His glory.
والفلك يخبر بعمل يديه.
And heaven to proclaim His work of His hand.
فإننا نجد في عمل الصليب.
But we see in the work of the cross.
عملا أعظم.
A way greater work.
الصليب يحدثنا عن محبة الله.
The work on the cross doesn't talk about His glory, but talking about His love.
الصليب يحدثنا عن نعمة الله.
God's grace.
لأن ذلك هنا ترنيمة جديدة.
So there, that's why this is a new song.
قائلين.
Saying.
مستحق أنت.
Worthy are thou.
أسأل سؤال.
I have a question for you.
ما هي اللغة التي سوف نترنم بها؟
What language we will use in heaven?
في العالم الآن في كم لغة؟
What do you think? How many languages now on earth?
I am waiting your answer. How many languages? I speak English.
How many? 5,000?
Perhaps. Okay. But which language shall we sing in the heaven? Is it English or Arabic or Spanish or Arabic? Arabic.
Asked me to, we say Arabic.
إنها اللغة اللغة السماوية.
It will be a divine language.
لا نعرفها.
We don't know.
سوف نجتمع من حول الرب يسوع.
We will gather around the Lord Jesus.
من كل قبيلة ولسان وشعب وأمة.
From every tongue, kindred, tribe, and nation.
ستختفي كل اللغات.
All the languages will disappear.
لأن كل اللغات من صنع البشر.
It just man-made.
لكن هناك لغة سماوية.
But there is a divine language.
السؤال الثاني.
I have another question.
وبأي نغمة سوف نرنم؟
What kind of tune
will have? Your answer. بأي نغمة؟ إنها النغمة السماوية.
It is also a divine tune.
Three things. ترنيمة موحدة.
United song.
لغة موحدة.
And one language.
نغمة موحدة.
And one tune.
مكان واحد.
One place.
لبس واحد.
One uniform.
متسربلين بالثياب بيض.
We all will be in a white garments.
وعلى رؤوسنا.
And on our heads.
أكاليل من ده.
Golden crowns.
ليس تيجان.
It's not a crown. So let me try to translate.
في فرق بين الإكليل والتاج. شوفها كده. What's the difference between?
There's two type of crown, like in the language.
Revelation chapter 19. When Jesus got from the heaven, or yeah, someone, yeah. What is it?
The diadem.
Here's the difference.
Diadem.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So there is one about royalship and one about rewarding.
فالمسيح وحده على رأسه تيجان.
On the Lord Jesus diadem, royal.
لكن إحنا على رأسنا أكاليل.
In our head will be a crown, but it's just a rewarding.
أنا بحب التعليم.
I love the teaching of the scripture.
Yes. فالمسيح له ما يميزه وحده.
Christ will be a preeminence. He is.
على رأسه التيجان الكثير.
He will have that royal crown.
وليس تاج واحد.
And not one crown.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأنه ليس فقط ملك.
Because he is not just a king.
إنه ملك الملوك.
He is the king of kings.
ورب الأرباب.
And he is the lord of lords.
لذلك على رأسه. Royal.
That's why on his head is a royal crown.
لكن نحن على رؤوسنا أكاليل من ذهب.
We just have crowns.
وسوف نطرح هذه الأكاليل عند قدمه.
And we'll cast these crowns at his feet.
ونقول له.
And we'll say to him.
مستحق أنت.
Worthy are thou.
أن تفتح السفر وتفك غطوم السبع.
To take the book and to open the seal thereof.
حضراتكم متابعين الكلمة اللي بعد كده ايه؟
Do you pay attention to what's coming after that?
يتكلم عن السبب. He's لأنك.
For thou.
You take attention لأنك.
For thou.
لماذا؟
It's a reason why
he's worthy. هذا ما نسميه السجود الواعي.
That's what we call it intelligence worshiping.
نحن نسجد لأننا نعرف.
We worship because we know.
لماذا أتينا الآن إلى اجتماع كسر الخبز هذا الصباح؟
Why we came to break bread in the morning?
نحن نفهم ما سنفعله.
We understand what we do.
أتينا لكي نسجد.
We came to worship.
أتينا لكي نصنع تذكار.
We came to remember.
وهكذا في السماء.
And the same way in heaven.
لماذا نرنم الترنيمة الجديدة؟
Why we singing this new song?
لماذا نقول له مستحق أنت؟
Why we tell him worthy are thou?
نحن نعلم السبب.
We know the reason.
لأنك.
Because for thou.
ذبحت.
Was slain.
واشتريتنا.
And has redeemed us.
لأبيك.
To God by thy blood.
أحبائي.
Beloved.
يجب من الآن نعلم.
We have to know from now.
هناك لزوم لكي لا نقرأ الكتاب فقط بل ندرسه.
It's very important not just read it but understand it and study it.
فالرب يحب السجود الواعي.
The Lord wants us to worship intelligently.
وفي رسالة روميا أصحاح 12.
In Romans in chapter 11.
يقول عبادتكم العقلية.
Chapter Romans 12. Your intelligent service.
فالعقل موجود.
The mind is there.
وبولس يقول لتيموثاوس.
And Paul also writing to his beloved son Timothy.
افهم ما أقول.
Understand what I say.
فليعتق الرب فهما في كل شيء.
May the Lord give you understanding in everything.
فعندما نرنم الترنيمة الجديدة.
When we will sing that new song.
في السماء في بيت الآب.
In the Father's house.
نحن نفهم ما نفعله.
We will understand what we were doing.
ونفهم موضوع الترنيمة الجديدة.
We understand the theme and subject of that song.
ويجب أن نفهم ذلك من الآن.
But I hope we understand from now here.
مستحق أنت.
Worthy are thou.
أن تفتح السفر.
And to take the book.
وتفك ختومه السبعة.
And lose its seven seals.
لأنك ذبحت.
For thou was slain.
واشتريتنا.
And redeemed us.
لله أبيك.
For thy father.
من كل قبيلة ولسان وشعب وأمة.
Out of every kinder, tongue, people and nation.
فسنملك على الأرض.
And at the end he say. And we shall reign on earth.
شيء amazing, شيء مدهش.
It's astonishing.
نحن عندنا علم أننا سنملك على الأرض.
We have a knowledge that we will reign on earth.
نعم.
We know that.
نحن الذين نقول فسنملك على الأرض.
We were saying that and we were really reign.
سنرنم هذه الترنيمة لمدة 7 سنين.
We will sing that song by the way for 7 years.
سجود وعبادة.
Worshipping. And adoration.
وبعد السبع سنين سنملك على الأرض 1000 سنة.
And after that, singing for 7 years will reign on earth.
وبعد
1000 years.
وبعد 1000 سنة سنملك إلى أبد الأبدين.
And after this 1000 years, we'll reign forever.
كم مرة يقول الرب يسوع في سفر الرؤيا؟
How many times the Lord Jesus say in the book of Revelation?
أنه سيأتي سريعا.
That he will come quickly.
I'm waiting the answer. I come quickly. How many times?
The brother said 7.
Four.
Who
said four? Brother Miller. You must take
a rise. It's a Sunday school.
Are you happy? 4 times. The first time in chapter 3. Yes. Sorry.
No. I'm here to help.
Chapter 3, when he said to the angel of a church of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think verse 10.
And, yeah.
Revelation 3:10.
Yeah, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, and I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth, to try them that dwell upon earth. Behold, verse 11, behold, I come quickly.
Yes. This is the first time.
This is the first time, chapter 3.
Listen. The last 3 times in the last chapter, 22.
Someone find it.
Verse 7,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And after that?
12.
12, thank you. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to to give every man according as his work shall be. And the last one?
20.
Thank you. He which testify these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. These four times, the Lord Jesus said plainly, I come quickly. But in the last one, there is an answer for his. What is the answer to his words? Amen. Lord Jesus, come. Can we say it all in an English language?
Amen.
Amen. Even so, come. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. I hope in the next time we are in heaven, in the summer, لو في فرصة تانية نبقى كلنا في السماء أتمنى إن الفرصة التانية تكون في السماء.
I wish the second time we'll be together in heaven.
Sure. الرب يسوع هيجي مرة تانية.
So we're certain that the Lord Jesus will come again.
لأنه وعد.
Because he has promised.
والذي وعد هو أمين.
And the one he promised, he is the faithful one.
My greeting. Thank you so much.